And now it's time to put on your dancing shoes, because it seems that the way that you dance could say something about your genetic fitness. In other words, how good your genes might be on to pass on to the next generation. And joining us now to explain a bit more about this is Dr. Peter Lovett from the University of Hertfordshire. Good evening.
Good evening.
Well, Peter, tell us a bit about why is it important to actually study dancing?
Well, because there's a very clear relationship between people's level of testosterone and their what's called their genetic quality and the way in which they dance. Now, it's thought to be that dancing might be, as Darwin suggested, some kind of courtship ritual, so that like other birds and other animals, we might display ourselves in a particular way to find a mate which is compatible with us. Now, of course, that's not very, so it is quite scientific, but it becomes more scientific when you realise that the way in which we move might be determined by both our level of prenatal testosterone and also by our physical symmetry. That is how physically symmetrical we are in terms of our ears and our fingers and our knees and our ankles and things.
So how does that work then?
Well, two earlier studies have shown that they asked men to dance. So they got guys into a lab, they filmed them dancing and then blurred the images out so you couldn't see anything at all about the physical attributes of the men at all. And then these men, these videos were shown to a large group of women. And women were asked to rate which movements were the most attractive and dominant. And masculine. And what they found is that the movements of men who had high levels of prenatal testosterone or men who had higher levels of physical symmetry were rated as more attractive, more dominant, and more masculine than the dances of the opposite men.
Does this mean that some people then are basically born dancers?
Well, what it suggested, according to the original researchers, was that the testosterone has an organizing effect on body movement. So men don't even know that they're high or low testosterone men, but it influences how they move. So it might influence their level of coordination in terms of their movements, or might influence their natural rhythm and how the different parts of the bodies move together.
We know there's loads of programmes on TV here at the moment that, you know, Strictly Come Dancing and Tap Dance Your Way to Success or whatever they're called. Can people actually really learn to dance well, or is there always going to be this genetic barrier to it?
Well, I think that people can learn. I think they really can learn. Now, it might well be the case that your genetic makeup might predetermine the range of your dancing ability. So it might organise you to suggest that you're more rhythmic or you might use more complex movements. But of course, then we can teach people then a different, wider range of movements or a set of movements that might make them appear more dominant or more attractive.
Well, we're going to try this experiment live now. Are you ready for this, Peter?
I certainly am.
Because we have our dancing monkey here. We have Ben Balsler, who's going to do some dancing.
I am
for
more
us.
Than happy to dance. Yes, Peter, I know that at the moment you are running a survey online, and I've watched your video about the different styles of dancing, and you want people to let you know, sort of classify their dancing and let you know how they dance.
Yeah.
Now, we will put a link to this from thenakedscientist.com so people that listen to the show can join in. But I think it's only fair that, seeing as Kat hasn't seen the video, that I demonstrate for her in the studio.
So, I cannot wait.
So, Peter, please could you describe to Kat the sort of movements that we're looking for, and I will do the movements for you.
Here we go. Run the music.
Okay.
Here we go.
Well, the first set of movements is to just step from one foot to the next foot. So you're stepping right and touching left, stepping left and touching. It's a normal kind of disco move that you see at disco.
Yeah, it's what I did at school. Yeah.
Exactly. Now, keep that quite small. Keep the top half of the body doing the same as the bottom half of the body.
Now, this looks brilliant.
But that is the most unattractive dance that men could do.
You're telling me.
Now, what you can do now, if you keep doing that same thing with your feet, but do something different with your shoulders. Roll your shoulders backwards slightly and move your arms up and move your elbows around a little bit.
So now, Ben's now doing kind of a dancing like your dad kind of dance.
Could be bad. But as long as the top half is doing something different to the bottom half and he's in time with the music and there's some rhythm going on.
It's looking like that, yep.
Yep. Now, if there's rhythm going on and he's coordinated, then that would be a lot more attractive to women, apparently. Now, if the top half of his body was a bit more random, then it wouldn't be quite so attractive. So
yeah, he's doing some very random things with his arms, over the head, swimming motions.
Now, that's interesting. If he's doing all that, that might be a bit too big, you see, because the bigger the movements are, the more dominant they're seen by people. Now, they're okay if they're large movements, but they're nicely coordinated movements and unthreatening, then they could be seen to be quite attractive and quite masculine. If they get too big and too random movements, then those ones are seen as highly dominant and highly unattractive.
So we've got the hands waving over the head now, sort of windmill style.
Yeah, he's not going to attract our mates that way, I'm afraid.
I'm taking up most of the studio, I think.
I really wish the webcam was working. This is great. Are there any other moves we can try and get Ben to do, or is that the repertoire?
We'll make the side-to-side a bit bigger. So now there's steps, you've got quite small steps, but make them bigger. So step about a metre from side to side.
Yeah, it's like the Hulk dancing here.
Exactly, yeah. And now get the arms really swinging out wide.
It's like he's doing aerobics.
That's right, a bit like a star jump.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now that again is what he's doing now is making his movements a lot more dominant.
It's not attractive.
Not, is it?
No.
Now, it's interesting you say that, because some women do find it attractive. And the ones who do are the younger women. So women, sort of 16 to 18, 19-year-olds, often find those movements quite attractive.
So for any of our teenage listeners out there, Ben is now the man of your dreams.
He might well be, because he might be. Now, obviously, it's a bit too stylized at the moment. What he needs to do is put a bit more randomness into it.
More randomness? Yeah, that's fair. Ooh, he's doing waving now, with his arms now.
Get him to think about being a hip-hop dancer.
Be a hip-hop dancer, Ben.
Kind of big hip-hop dancing.
Yeah, he's got some hip-hop moves, a bit of arm crossing. Are you doing a little sign with your hands there? Yeah, he's doing some hand signs.
Now, all those movements are making him much more obvious on the dance floor. So as you're seeing those movements, you're much more likely to see him. And as long as he's not too threatening, the younger girls would go for those kind of moves.
So they'd be impressed with the hip-hop moves.
They would be.
There you go, Ben. Next time you're down the teenage disco. The final thing I'd really like to know is, all your studies seem to have focused on men dancing. And in my experience, men don't dance that well. Is this really true that are girls better dancers than men? Is there any truth in that?
What we've done, on the survey we've got online at the moment, what we're finding is that women are rating themselves as much better dancers than men.
Of course.
They've got a self-rate. But the problem is so many girls have had some kind of formal dance training, even if it's only a few years in jazz, tap or ballet when they're much younger, whereas men often don't have formal dance training. And so when we're looking at the dance, the kind of natural dance, the real sort of dance that's coming out of their genes, it's easier to spot that in men because they're less contaminated by training.
Ah, so men could be naturally more proficient dancers.
Yeah, now a lot of men, they're very good actually, a lot of them. As long as they relax a little bit more, that you really see some fantastic moves in men. Even if they're not sort of formally recognisable moves, you really see some great rhythm happening in men.
Are you much of a dancer yourself as well?
Well, I was a professional dancer before I became a psychologist.
What's your favourite type of dance?
Oh, well, now I don't know. Also, I do everything. I do jazz, tap, ballet, ballroom, contemporary, everything I can do. I love to dance. Dancing is wonderful.
Absolutely fantastic. And so your videos are going to be available on the Naked Scientist website. And how long are you conducting this experiment for?
Well, we wanted to go for as long as we possibly can, really. The survey at the moment, we want to find out how good people think they are at dancing, and then we want to find out what sort of movements are best characterised by their dancing. What we found is that men under the age of 25, their level of testosterone predicts how good a dancer they will say they are. So high testosterone men say they're good dancers, low testosterone men are bad dancers. In the over 25s, the pattern goes away. But the men are still very good. We want to know what sort of movements men are using at all different ages through their life.
So whether you're sort of a hip-hop person or a bit of a big box, small box kind of person.
Exactly, or just completely untrained, just bopping around at a disco.
Flailing.
Kind of person. Yeah.
That's absolutely fascinating. So thank you very much. That's Peter Lovett from the University of Hertfordshire. Thank you.
Thank you.
From protons to photons and gluons to muons, the Naked Scientists. Science that's fundamentally more fun.